Hey guys, what's going on? It is your host Anthony Newton, and today I am starting a new section on my channel, and it's going to be called Stomping on Vines, right? And so Stomping on Vines is just going to be me breaking down different types of wines that I've come across. I'm a big reds, you know, red blends, Cabernets, Merlot type of gentleman, but I'll be breaking down all sorts, and please stay tuned. You know, there's going to be things that maybe you want me to break down, some brands that you're looking into, also some of the type of grapes that you might like, so stay tuned, keep me updated, comment, subscribe, all of that. Right, so today I'm going to be getting into a wine, and I don't know if it's going to be fit for today's wine, but I feel like, you know, for my first wine anyway, you know, but I feel like this is something that I'm going to do, and I've been meaning to start it but haven't started, so here we go. Right, so today I'm going to be breaking down Cabernet Sauvignon. All right, this wine, right, and so it's C-A-Bear, B-E-A-R, Nay, N-A-Y, so Cabernet, right, and so that's going to be the brand, and it's a Cabernet that I'm going to be discussing with you today. The back of the bottle can usually tell you a lot about it, but this one has a story that I'm going to go over, right? And because I think that's sort of where they got their name, and I think it might be interesting, right? So it says, a grape grower owned a vineyard planted to both Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon. Year after year, he found his Merlot bunches depleted by an unknown pest, whilst his Cabernet fruit was left untouched. Not birds, as whole bunches would be neatly removed, bare than berries, punctured, not rabbits, hares, or deer, as no leaves bore nibble marks. Exasperated, he installed surveillance cameras, and much to his delight, caught three bears in the act of moonlight grape robbery. Ignoring the Cabernet that still had a little way to go to reach full sugars, they helped themselves to earlier ripened Merlot. So if you go down to the vineyards tonight, we suggest you take this Cabernet Sauvignon with you, and you'll be just fine. Cabernet, California. Nice. So, before getting into, you know, a little bit of a swig and drink, 14.1% alcohol by volume. All right, so this wine is going to be from Napa. Really cool. Outside, you'll see in the recording, but you know, it looks like a California vineyard, and it sort of has bears just perched in gold. So, definitely the outside of this looks amazing. All right, now, sort of getting into a little bit of the taste, and I'm going to do videos at some point, but for right now, we'll stick to the podcast, and then we'll get to our videos later. So, and usually Cabernets, right? I know a lot of people used to say Cabernets are for steak, right? You don't chill them. And while I don't chill a lot of cabs, this one deserves to be chilled, right? So put it in the freezer or the fridge, but I mean the freezer, 5 minutes max, and you get a nice little finish. Right, so I'm going to drink a little bit of this so I can sort of explain to you guys. Nice. Now this is chilled. More of a full body. At the beginning of it, it's actually fairly sweet, which Cabernets, you know, for me, I've noticed are some on the dry side, you know, mostly. But this one, right, I said after 5 minute chill, you know, has that sort of, you know, when you drink it, it's a little bit sweet, and then it goes a little bit dry, and then you sort of finish off with a little bite, right? And that's what, you know, the dry and, you know, that little bite finish usually comes with Cabernets. For me, I think, you know, Cabernets are very well when you prepare with steak. You know, I'm a big T-bone guy, or ribeye, you know, T-bone, ribeye. And the steak pairing with this Cabernet is actually really awesome. Because when after you done eating that steak, right, and you have that meat, right, you get that little sweetness, and then, you know, that dry finish, which just sort of changes the way that your meat tastes. And it is excellent pairing for any type of steak, right? As well as, I would definitely say chilled. You know, this is going to be one that, you know, would be like a porch wine. You know, you go, you sit out on the porch and just sort of enjoy yourself. All right, guys, that's going to be all for today. I'll try and keep these a little bit shorter. But some, you know, I might go into a little bit more detail. And, you know, as I'm continuing to grow in, you know, the wine knowledge, as I'm continuing to grow in, you know, my knowledge of grapes, I'll continue to get out content. I'll continue to taste and try wines for you and, you know, continue to listen to you guys for, you know, what wine you want me to try. But thank you so much for listening. Guys, I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and this was the first episode of Stomping on Vines. I'm out.